Recordings have started. Speakers, you may now proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Data and Metrics for Policymaking Working Group call on the 24th of February, 2015. On the call today, we have Mohammed Diop, Sarah Baki, Olivia Kwame, Jonathan Zuck, Marinelle Roscoe, Pam Little, Tony Ornato, and joining us in just a few minutes will be Cheryl Langdon Orr. I show apologies from Graham Bunton. From staff, we have Steve Chan, Barry Cobb, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Jonathan.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I guess next in the roll call, we had confirm existing members and introduce new members. Steve, do you have a way to proceed with that?
Sure. Thanks, Jonathan. This is Steve Chan from staff. So I think we have one new member on the call today, Sarah Baki. So I want to welcome her. I think everyone else on the list has been an existing participant to this group. So I think that's all we had for that one. Just to welcome Sarah and say that we're looking forward to reinitiating this group. Thanks.
Sarah, do you want to take a second to introduce yourself and talk about your interest in this and
sure.
Whatever else comes to mind?
I'm Sarah Baki. I'm with GoDaddy, and I work with James Slatle, and I'm new to the policy world as of this year, really, so I am just sort of jumping in and trying to get involved and learn as much as I can, as quickly as I can.
Great. Well, welcome. Okay, so next on our agenda is a recap of our efforts to date, and I recently provided a recap before council while at the ICANN meeting in Singapore. I don't know, Steve, if it's worth putting up the slides from that, but basically we talked about what we had done to date. Which was to go through a number of scenarios and that have come up in the past, a set of case studies based on previous working groups and where data might have proved useful in creating a better outcome and from that trying to derive a set of scenarios or circumstances in which data would be useful going forward. Beyond that, our next task was we began to look at defining a kind of a process map or flowchart for the request of data by the interested party, which is initially staff and the issue report, and then ultimately the work group, whether that data came from inside ICANN in the form of compliance data, outside ICANN in the form of third-party supply data for which money would need to be spent, or data from contracted parties such as registries and registrars for whom some subsidy might need to be provided so the data could be more easily anonymized, et cetera, before it's made use of by the work groups. So those were the principal steps that we've taken to date. Steve or Barry, does either one of you want to supplement that that summary, or do we want to go in any greater detail? Show the things that we did, for example, for those that were new. So thanks for putting up the slides. I mean, one of the things we outlined for council was that the importance of the MPM working group was about kind of changing the culture of work groups to be more fact-based and data-oriented, as well as creating a culture of review for decisions downstream that have been taken by the work groups and then ultimately implemented by ICANN. And so that's why we've set out to do what we're doing, and those were the documents and the work that we've done thus far. I don't know, do I have the ability to scroll this? I do. So you can see in the progress report, we did some, as I discussed, looked at some previous PDP and non-PDP efforts and how metrics could have enhanced the work group process, and did a draft framework for the request of data. Barry or Steve, does either one of you want to supplement that? And Cheryl, welcome. I know you just got off the other call, too. Okay, so does anyone have any questions about that? I don't see any hands raised. The next thing that I thought we might do is reorient ourselves around a possible set of recommendations that this group might make and a possible set of deliverables that might be a part of those recommendations. So I see sort of two different aspects, some aspirational recommendations and then some tools associated with those aspirations. And so what I was hoping to do on this call potentially is brainstorm a little bit about what some possible recommendations might be. And I'm not sure that they need to be overly complex or involved, but instead be about reoriented work groups around use of data where appropriate and the notion of review of policy implementations downstream from their implementation. So, I mean, does that sound like a good way to proceed to everyone? Does anybody have any questions about that? Okay. We have a pretty small group, so can move expeditiously. So, I mean, for me, for example, an example of a recommendation from this group for review by council is that staff should be directed to make use of data in the issue report phase, both in terms of defining and scoping the problem to be addressed by a work group. So to me, that's a potential recommendation, that it's that there's an expectation that staff will make use of data where available and where appropriate to the problem being discussed in its issue report. That make sense? I'm going to start spinning records since I'm feeling like a late night radio DJ. But so I think that would be one example of something that could be a recommendation. And then another recommendation would be that ICANN would provide the resources necessary for staff to accomplish that objective when appropriate. So if it meant buying data, that ICANN would come up with the funds for purchasing outside data. If it meant requesting data from a contracted party that for which they needed help anonymizing it through a third-party consultant, it would mean providing funding for that. It might mean providing compliance, providing you know, open access to data to the extent it doesn't exist today. So a second recommendation would be ICANN providing the resources necessary for staff to make use of data in their issue report. A third type of recommendation then might be around the drafting teams. That the charter drafting team should make use of data in determining the scope of the problem to be addressed and should include, as part of the charter, the use of data where appropriate and a review phase, if you will, for a policy, if implemented, based on a work group review. So in other words, change kind of the worksheet, if you will, for the chartering team to include the use of data in the scoping of the problem, the definition of success, and also a review of that policy downstream if and when it is implemented. And then ultimately, it would then the next affected party, if you will, would be the work group itself, and that would need to issue its own recommendations at the end of its work. And, you know, our recommendation would be that work groups make use of data where appropriate in the formulation of policy, the definition of success, and also call for a review of a policy if accepted and implemented by ICANN. And I think in each of those cases, part of what our deliverable as a work group, as a DMPM work group, might be is updates to the templates and documents used by chartering teams and work groups to produce their reports, you know, to kind of include placeholders for these new expectations. So what do folks think about that? I'm just sort of brainstorming off the top of my head, but I'm interested in hearing others, or if people have refinements that they'd like to see, or do these sound reasonable and we should try to divide up trying to draft them and move forward to making some recommendations and coming up with some deliverables. I'd love to you know, put something concrete in front of council at the next ICANN meeting if we can. Any thoughts from anyone? Is everyone hearing me? Can you all raise your thumbs up if you think that this is a good way to proceed? Check boxes. Pam, are you with us?
Hey, Jonathan. Sorry, I was on mute. I just have a question about the we were going to do a case study or a trial of a data request, so we're not proceeding with that now? Is that okay?
Well, I don't know. We can be. I mean, it just occurred to me that we don't necessarily need to do that in order to make some recommendations. If we do it, I think it's still a worthy exercise because it could be another one of our deliverables, which is, if you will, a kind of an enhanced template for a data request. And so, I mean, I in some ways we could be doing these things in parallel. In other words, if one of our deliverables is a data request template, in addition to the sort of data request flowchart that we worked on, then doing that case study is still worthwhile.
What
are your thoughts?
I'm neutral whether we want to do that. It just previously, I was looking into how we can actually run a test case or do a trial data request. And to me,
and what did you find?
I just found the questions were quite broad, and I think I said that on one of our calls. Because when we are going to request data, especially from contracted parties or even from ICANN compliance, I think the key is to actually be very specific. Because for example, that particular metric may not we that a working group is seeking may not have been captured by ICANN compliance because they have certain tool and it's kind of hard coded to capture certain data. So I was thinking how that can be addressed or overcome when by the end of or during the process of a working group, the working group say, hey, we need this XYZ data, but then you then find that data has actually not been captured by ICANN compliance or the contracted party, then how do you, it's like, you know, past data and it's gone past. How do you then produce that data out of the blue? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of, you have to design the data up front before you capture the data, collect the data.
I certainly understand your example, and certainly I think we will be challenged by requesting data that does not exist. I'm not sure that's a problem that we can solve through specificity of our requests, however. Right? In other words, we need to make specific data requests, and that's something with which I agree. So, I mean, maybe the issue is maybe perhaps you can help to refine the draft that we had data requests to make it more specific so that we could try to run that trial run. But certainly if the data has not been captured, a working group or a staff will not be in a position to go back and find it retroactively if it doesn't exist. So I'm not sure that particular problem is one that we can solve.
Okay.
Barry?
So,
oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Go ahead,
Barry,
Sam.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Barry Cobb for the record. I guess that was the idea of the use case that we were trying to push forward beforehand, because while, you know, there was criticisms that it wasn't complete enough, which, you know, I think we need assistance from the community to refine it and make it a more complete and comprehensive type of request, the idea behind it was that it was a real one, and it does involve real data. It doesn't involve necessarily a lot of data that compliance can get. So that was the intent. That, you know, I mean, to your point, Pam, you know, the chicken or the egg is what comes to mind when I hear that. You know, as working groups move forward with certain policy recommendations, they certainly need to try to find the data to make a more informed policy decision in the future. And if they come across a point where the data doesn't exist, or it does exist, but there's, you know, limited access to it, those aspects need to be identified in the policy development process. But where I think the third and fourth recommendation, or I shouldn't say recommendations, but kind of ideas that Jonathan was putting forward, you know, point more towards the tail end of a working group where, you know, we are putting forward these types of recommendations. Let's identify what metrics can be garnered to measure that success, and then make a determination whether that data exists or not. And so in terms of the use case that we tried pushing forward, a lot of that data does exist. But, you know, again, we're kind of coming back to the conundrum of, well, how do we get access to that? And the idea of the use case was to begin to test that scenario where ICANN or working groups will need access to that data, and how do we go about doing it. And so whether this group chooses to advance that use case forward or not, it, again, is up to the working group. But at some point in time, which, you know, will be a year and a half, 2 years down the road, you know, whatever drafting team or whatever non-PDP working group that's tasked with doing a review of the IRTP will be faced with this problem. So that was why we were trying to push it forward. Thank you.
Pam, does that help?
Yes, thank you. So can I just respond to that, Jonathan and Barry? Thank you for that. So my question will be this, or my comment will be this. Do we need to run that test case to be able to produce the deliverables that Jonathan just outlined earlier, or it's not really that important or essential? And if that's the case, and I'm neutral whether we do the use case or not. I guess will be up to members of this group as well. So that's my comment. Thanks.
Well, Pam, as I said, I think it's not necessary for the recommendations and deliverables that I outlined, but I could envision a very useful additional deliverable that could be the result of running that use case, which is some sort of a template data request. In other words, a kind of a survey or a form or something like that that work groups could use to request data could be the output of doing that scenario test. So it really has to do with the appetite of going through the hypothetical test. And if you're up for it, I think we would, I think we could gain from it, and I think that it would improve our delivery to have some kind of a data request template. But that would be the outcome, is to try to get to some kind of a generic document that work groups might use to make a data request. Or it might be a set of documents that they use, right? One for compliance or one for, but if there isn't something unique to create there, it isn't necessary for the recommendations that I just came up with off the top of my head. Does that make sense?
Yep, thank you. And if the group decides to proceed with that use case, I'm happy to work with the members or even Barry or other, maybe I think someone from the registrar side, Graham isn't on the call, because I think a lot of that will be kind of a registrar-related data.
That's right. And the our general recommendations aren't specific to the sources of data, but are actually about changing the expectations of staff and work groups in the work that they do. So the only thing that's kind of specific to sources of data is that workflow diagram in which we try to determine, you know, what the thought process might be in terms of determining what data is necessary, who it's needed from, and when to go out and make requests for support, you know, from ICANN in the acquisition of that data. So in other words, if I ask a question from a third party, please give me data X, and they come back and say, sure, that will be $2,000, then the next step is to go and ask for the work group is to go ask for that funding to get that data, right? So that's what the purpose of the flowchart was. So then the question is whether or not you and Graham are able to work with us to refine the scenario in such a way that it might actually be something that could be executed, at least in a hypothetical way, by a couple of registrars and registries. So that's where the rubber hits the road, is with doing a scenario, is whether or not we can use it to gain experience as to what improvements could be made to a data request. Does that make sense, Pam?
Yep, it does. So I guess we have to decide whether we want to do that, and if so, what resources we have or volunteers we have to work on that. And I can reach out to Grant or you or someone else more appropriate. I think he's very much tied up with the.
Here's what I will do. I will after this call, I will reach out to you and Graham.
Okay.
About that, and see if you guys are up for refining that document, that initial draft document.
Great. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Barry, do you still have your hand up, or is that old?
Yes, Jonathan. So, you know, I, 2 points, really. I think, you know, the other reason for the use case, which I almost consider even a more important reason, was that it was a mechanism by which we could start to provide some visibility of what we're trying to accomplish here out to the greater GNSO. And hopefully get some kind of input and feedback from them or maybe some excitement, for lack of a better word, that they may want to come help us out. You know, so that was kind of one aspect to that use case. You know, the second point I'll make and where that use case sits in the draft today is far from perfect. And you know, I guess the notion of, you know, don't let best stop from at least advancing forward to be good. You know, we only need a good. It doesn't need to be perfect. It's not a real request. We're just looking for input as to how the community would respond on some kind of request like that. And to get it to a good level, I do agree that more of that data is registrar focused, although it does touch across all of our most of the data sources except like third-party sources such as Spamhaus or any of those kinds of types. But it, you know, it does touch on compliance. It does touch on registrars, and it can touch on some of the registry data, which is already publicly available. But my point here is, you know, as to what Pam had mentioned, you know, kind of in terms of improving the requirements of what that data request might look like, we certainly do need more registrar input as to, you know, what kinds of data might be requested, how would we go about getting it, and those kinds of things. And that's the kind of input that we're looking for. There was one other point I wanted to make in that regard. I think maybe what we could even try in terms of an outreach is to, you know, once we've kind of at least advanced the template or the draft that we have at this point a little bit further, that we could even try sending it back to the IRTP Part D list, and those members, which were mostly registrars that participated on that, perhaps they could provide input into helping us shape those requirements so that it is closer to good before we do send it out to the community just to get some input on. But again, it's really a question of whether we choose to go forward with it. I also agree with what Jonathan says that, you know, in terms of some of these initial recommendations or draft recommendations that we've just discussed and possible deliverables that may not shine a whole lot of light as to advancing our own work, but it may uncover one or two things that we may not have considered have we not gone through the use case. Thank you.
That makes sense. Okay, so does anybody have any additional ideas for a recommendations or possible deliverables for the group beyond the ones that I just came up with randomly off the top of my head here? Okay, so what we'll do is we'll... is anyone interested in tackling some? Well, what's the normal process? I mean, Barry, do you and Steve want to tackle turning these into something for people to review, or should we divide that up? I mean, I guess they're pretty straightforward.
Hi, Jonathan. This is Barry. So, you know, I think what we'll I'm having network issues right now, so I can't really type or raise my hand effectively. What we'll do is review the transcript of this call to tease out. I tried taking some quick notes of, like, these draft sort of recommendations. We can put that to the list, and we'll try to list out some possible deliverables that the group would need to, you know, that we would want to target to advance our work forward. Under a separate email, we'll resend out an initial question, you know, based on some of these high-level recommendations and also asking the group for others on the list if there are any other possible recommendations that will help guide our work. Then under a separate email, we'll resend out the use case and ask the group first, you know, is this still worth doing? If there is support for it, then, you know, we definitely need some volunteers to help kind of put it into a little bit better form. You know, once we at least get it close to good, then, like I mentioned, then we can look at sending it out to the IRPPD, and maybe Graham can send it to the registrars for just some initial input. And, you know, then we can move forward from there. But I think that the group needs to make a decision as to whether we want to spend time on that or focus more on some draft recommendations, what deliverable components we want to try to attack, let's create a new work plan around that. And in parallel, Steve will also be putting together or starting to build a skeleton or an outline of our initial report where we can start to plug these things into. And on that very topic, given the issues that we're dealing with certainly aren't as meaty or as involved as like privacy proxy or some of the other PDPs that have been going on. So I think what we'll be experimenting with is kind of a slimmed down version of an initial report. Of course, it'll always contain a small executive summary, but the idea is that, perhaps this initial report can be no more than 10 pages, unlike some other lengthy ones that are in the 50 to 80 pages.
I think that would be great.
Exactly. And then the last thing that I'll mention, I think what's very important here is that whatever recommendations this group decides to put forward is that, there's some teeth to them that when they are presented to the community, not only through public comment, but eventually once we review public comments and course correct any recommendations or content of the report, I think it's very important that whatever recommendations this group decides to put forward, that they really have true grip and are truly actionable by the council, that either staff or the community can take this forward. So I think that's definitely the most important aspect. Thank you.
Yeah, and I certainly agree with that. I mean, I guess we just don't want to spin our wheels trying to hunt down every hypothetical. What we want to do is put some practices in place and establish some teeth associated with those practices. Set some expectations for staff and for working groups that are formed in the future. Does anybody else have any questions? Because I think that sounds like a good plan of attack. We will, and if the group is interested in pursuing that use case, then we'll form a little sub committee, perhaps with Pam and Graham to refine the work case as it is now. But otherwise, we'll move forward with these recommendations and circulate them and get other people's idea on the list. This is a pretty anemic call, so there will be other people that are in the work group that might have feedback that they want to share. Does anybody have any other questions? Because we may be through our call today. Barry, go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. So in terms of I've pretty much outlined what staff will do, send out to the list. It'll be at least two separate emails, but we will send a third one. I think what's important here is to once we have kind of reestablished what our work plan is, that we try to take a little bit more aggressive step here. So our next call will certainly be 2 weeks from now, as what has been originally scheduled. But this third email, I'd like to have Steve and myself will put together maybe a possible schedule, or at least a doodle poll again, not so much asking what days are available. This time seems to be the most conducive to everyone meeting, but I would like us to consider to start meeting on a weekly basis once we have reestablished our work plan. I think it'll be very important for us to at least try to have a stretch goal of having our initial report open for public comment, certainly before Buenos Aires, if not sooner. So I'd like the group to consider that as well, because it'd be good to get some recommendations that do have teeth and get this closed out, get it moved forward to the council.
I agree completely. I'd love to get this going. So let's get it going on the list, and we will also circulate some questions about meeting schedule on the list as well, and see if we can get some momentum going here and increase the number of meetings if we need to. But let's set an objective to try and put some recommendations in front of council in Buenos Aires. All right. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Oh, Sarah, multiple attendees are typing. All right, great. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines. Jen, you can please stop the recording.